Hello, my name's Simon Marnie. 9 years ago, I could see. Now I'm totally blind. No, don't feel sorry for me because, in fact, it's not as bad as it's made out to be. The story of going from sighted to blind was quite an interesting one, quite a rocky one. It began when I realised that people were passing me, and I was thinking when I was driving, and I was thinking, where'd they come from? And that was happening two or three times in 100 yards, and I thought, ah, things are not right. Went to have my eyes tested, and immediate referral to the eye clinic. And when I got there, the verdict was, you've got glaucoma. Yes, it's highly aggressive. And yes, in addition, you've got uveitis. Oh, and by the way, icing on the cake, you've got cataracts developing. Well, as you can imagine, this wasn't exactly the highlight of the day. But I attended the clinic for the next 18 months or so. And at this stage, I was really totally unaware of things about sight loss. The staff were very friendly, very helpful, didn't tell me a great deal. But as my sight began to deteriorate quite badly, I realised that there were certain things I should have been told, and I wasn't. And first thing was, but as my vision decreased, my balance became more and more random because I hadn't really put it together that both ears and eyes are involved in a sort of tripod of balance. And the other thing that happened was that I lost the accurate use of my hands, which, as I'd been an artist, was more than a little bit upsetting. In other words, I was losing confidence in my proprioception. I was losing confidence in what my hands were doing. And again, there was no warning that this is what could happen. And I remember also going down the road on the way to get the bus into Derby to the eye clinic. And suddenly I had these whirling chessboards rushing at me, contra-rotating. And I thought, whew, that's interesting. What on earth is that? And I mentioned it to my consultant. So, oh, yes, he said, yes, he said, that's Charles Bonnet. And I thought, why wasn't I told about Charles Bonnet? When you begin to lose your sight, it's very, very emotional. Everybody who loses their sight or begins to lose their sight experiences it in their own way. And it's extremely emotional. You're in a state of terror. You don't know what's going to happen next. And nobody seems to tell you. Yeah, sure, the guys in the clinic are very good at looking after eyes, but they didn't seem to know anything or to talk about the implications of losing one's sight. From where I'm sitting, the eye care section and the sight support section, they don't seem to talk to each other. There's no taper from one to the other. There's a huge disconnect. Indeed, later on, when I more or less lost my sight completely, I went into the clinic one day, and after the usual fuss about where's your carer, I haven't got one. Well, how'd you get here? Walked a mile and two buses. I then went over to the desk and signed in. And I said to the lady behind the desk, "Could you direct me to a chair, please?" I had no vision at all at this stage. And there was a rustle of clothing, and she said, "Over there." I couldn't resist it. I had to challenge it. I said, "This is an eye clinic. I'm blind. Please tell me you are not pointing." Needless to say, now when I go to the clinic, I'm immediately grabbed. I think I'm a little bit notorious. But there are so many things that happen when you lose your sight. But it is clear to me from the very beginning, you have to make active choices about how you're going to deal with it, or indeed whether you're going to deal with it at all. And I remember saying to my consultant, lovely guy, intelligent, caring, all the rest of it. He'd really done his best for me. I said to him, "Don't you think it's about time I got registered?" Because having been a social worker, I knew about registration. And he looked at me, he said, "Oh, you want to be registered, do you?" Now, it was almost as if I'd asked to be allowed to do something unspeakable. It was almost as if, "Oh, you don't want to register yourself as disabled, do you?" It's almost that to it. And yet, registration is the key to actually managing your sight loss, because it's there that you actually get put on the map. It's there that you get the specialist sight support, sight loss support, information and support. And without registration, you're not on the map. You're just, you don't really figure. And yet, it seemed to me that my consultant didn't actually appreciate how important registration was. There are so many things that the clinic could be warning people about. For example, it's the old thing about the fact that if one person in a family has a condition which is disabling, and believe me, when you first lose your sight, sight loss is disabling. It's not until later that you actually realise it's just an inconvenience, because by that time you're going to be clicking into the other senses. But when you have one person in a family who is, quote, disabled, that has a tremendous effect on the rest. We will apparently lose our memories. Of course we do, because we don't go, if somebody says to me, "Where are your keys?" I'll think, "I don't know." Because I'm not seeing them on the side every time I go past them. So I don't have that visual reinforcement of my memory. And yet, people run with the myth that if you can't see, your memory goes as well. But it's not. It's just lack of reinforcement. And the other thing that they don't warn you about is the fact that the people around you, especially partners and wives, will also suffer a bereavement, because they are losing the person they thought they were hitched up to. So when it comes to families, something like sight loss, you're talking about blasted hopes and anguish for the entire family to a lesser or greater degree. Sight loss is increasing at a huge rate. When I started to lose my sight, RNIB said that between 2 and 3 people were losing their sight every hour. That's 18,000 to 25,000 people a year. They're now saying that 250 people a day are beginning to lose their sight, and that's 92,000 a year. We've got to have a closer liaison, a meaningful liaison between the clinic and those who provide the support for people with sight loss. The clinic, yeah, they do marvellous work, but something as total, something as emotional as sight loss, they have got to get away from the idea of just treating us as procedures.
If you or someone you know is suffering with sight loss, or need more information in general, give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society on 01302 965 195. Alternatively, you can visit our website, partsight.org.uk.